This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world, there's nothing else. Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason. It's just that ripple effect. That karma, come back quick. Do somebody wrong, you get sick. I just inspire kids. Because of that, maybe I get rich. Gotta see the future, be smarter than a rooster. Know who call you focus. No drinking, no smoking, no tokens, no handouts. Everybody in the world, get your plans out. Let's do it, let's go, let's get our minds ready. We elevate intellects right here on the K-Dot Show. That's just that ripple effect. That's just that ripple, ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back triple. That's just that ripple effect. That's just that ripple, ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back triple.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl K-Dot back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Shout out to all my supporters. I appreciate you guys. Please make sure you listen, like, and subscribe. Catch up on those episodes if you haven't already, because we're going to get right into it. We're switching over to a little bit of NBA action. Why? Because the drop in the NBA offseason don't stop. Today, we're going to be talking about Robert Sarver. If you're not sure who that is, he is the owner of the Phoenix Mercury and the Phoenix Suns. So that's the WNBA team, and you have the NBA team. Now, the allegations against him were incriminating. They were obscene. They were insensitive. It's just not what you want. It's not what you want ever in any workplace. So we're going to attempt to unpack everything that's been going on, because this is a story that has been evolving for about a year now. I believe it was a reporter by Baxter Holmes that broke the story. So shout outs to him on ESPN for actually, you know, seeing this story through to the end, because I can only imagine what he had to go through, you know, to kind of get all this out. Because it's one thing if we accuse an employee or a player, right, of something, because it seems to me that it's so easy for people to kind of jump on a player, right? If you hear something about a player, whether it's negative, I mean, whether it's true or not, you know, we're obviously only talking about negative right now, but whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. There's so much bias that comes into play here, and people just kind of just, they're just ready to hang them out to dry, right? I mean, it's just crazy. But when you have an owner, as Adam Silver alluded to, it is a little different. Because when you own something, especially here in America, right, they can't just take it away from you based off of allegations that haven't necessarily have been 100% proven, if I'm not mistaken, because it's a lot of he said, she said. We don't have the video like a Donald Sterling, right? We had a video. We were able to see that. We were able to kind of not only, you know, sit there and kind of take in whatever information that was disseminated and kind of formulate an opinion of our own. Like, it was right there for you. You know, there's really no mixing words. You know what's in his heart and his worldly view of things, right? So that was like the biggest takeaway right now. Adam Silver just addressed the comments. He addressed the investigation that went on that didn't necessarily find him to be I laugh because if you don't laugh, right? So, if I'm understanding this correctly, they could not determine what's in his heart. And we're talking about him, meaning Robert Sarver. They did an investigation. I don't know how any investigation really determined whether it was in somebody's heart or not, because that still kind of leaves room for interpretation, depending on who is the one interpreting that information. But they couldn't find any findings that he believed those things in his heart. Those things, I'm going to break it down for you. Saying the N-word numerous times. I don't think you guys need for me to go any further with that. You should know what that means. You should know the significance of that, especially understanding that, you know, the NBA is about 80%, you know, black. So not to mention the misogynistic views of his employees, of women, a woman had just came back from maternity leave, and I believe that she just, you know, was pregnant again. And for most people that I know, that's a blessing, you know. And you don't, that's supposed to be celebrated, I would think, right? But no, he actually says something to the fact of, you should be at home, you know what I mean? Like breastfeeding for your kid or something like that. Like, some nonsense. And then he was just like, you sure you want to do this again, knowing that you were just out for all that period of time? I mean, just things like that. And it's just sad because I know a lot of people who have to deal with that. And if you fall under those, you know, minority groups, you know, or groups who are suppressed, who had to, you know, fight for your right to do, you know, just regular stuff, you know what I mean? Like, fight for your civil rights. You've heard these things so many times, you kind of just like roll your eyes to it after a while, but it's just like, enough is enough. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Like, you do depend on these owners to be leaders, right? These companies out here, you know, they've been successful, and okay, good for you, right? But at the same time, it's like, there's a certain privilege that, I'm not going to say all, but there's a certain privilege that they tend to carry around and don't feel like anybody's on their level to hold them accountable, right? Unless it's somebody else that's in their situation that's just as elevated, right, that they feel that can kind of call them out. And let's face it, people who are in that type of level, they're not trying to hear what anybody else is trying to say. They've made a living off of, you know, listening to themselves, trusting their own instincts and kind of sticking to their own core values, whether, you know, no matter how misled they may be, you know, or unreasonable or, you know, unconscionable, it doesn't matter. That's just how they are, right? So with Robert Sarver, I guess since he expressed some type of remorse to Adam Silver personally, they didn't really go into any details, but they did say that he was remorseful. But my thing is, from what I've heard, you know, the different reports that were out, and if you still not sure exactly of the whole report and you want more in depth, I invite you to definitely Google it. It's out there. It's trending at this point. So you'll be able to get all your information as needed. I would try to read it all. Don't just read one, because you have to understand, just by reading one, you don't know what their motive might have been for writing it. I would definitely go to Baxter Holmes specifically from ESPN. He's the one that broke the story. He's the one that's been following it for a year. So I would get it right from the horse's mouth personally. But I just think it's just sad that we're here in this day and age where we have to talk about this. You know, we're not even talking about, you know, Donovan Mitchell and him going to the Cavs, right, and how he just landed and how he's going to be matching up with Garland. Like, we have to sit here and talk about this, and some people may not, you know, care, or they may feel like it's just not warranted, but it is, and that's the problem. The problem is because it just is. It still exists. It's not something that we can keep turning a blind eye to. Some people would say, oh, why don't you just quit? Oh, yeah, because it was easy to get a job like that. It's easy to work for, you know, an organization that they probably worked their entire life for, and they can just quit just because, you know, somebody said something that they didn't like. Like, bro, it's way deeper than that. Why should they have to quit their job because somebody shares views that, you know, that's just unbecoming of a human? Like, I hate it when people say that. Like, oh, if you don't like it there, if you don't like the owner, then just leave. And it's like, it's just disrespectful to the work that somebody put in, you know, in order to obtain that job. And they have to deal with disrespect. We're not even talking about them not fulfilling their duties as an employee. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, when they, you know, were sending out their resumes to Indeed or LinkedIn or wherever, I'm sure, you know, under all those responsibilities, it wasn't be berated, be harassed, have your civil rights kind of just like thrown out the window just because you signed up and you earned a check. Like, come on. Here's the biggest thing, too, that I think a lot of people have experienced, especially after the pandemic and understanding everything that's been going on here. It's just, listen, just because you work for a company, it does not mean they own you. It does not mean they own you. Do you understand that? They have a life outside of work, as they should. They clock in. They fulfill their duties in order to get that paycheck, and they clock out. That's what employees do. And when you're the boss, it's not much sleep. There is no clocking in and out. You're always on the go. You're always on the clock, so to speak. And if there's a problem, you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be the one, you know, handling problems like that, because you expect things like that from employees. You don't expect that from the leader. Like, how do you build a franchise off of, you know, hate and just ignorance? How do you expect people to want to work for you? You know what I mean? But I guess when you have that much money and you have that much power, it doesn't really matter how you treat people, because at the end of the day, your check still clears. You know, you're still good. You wake up in the morning, yeah, I'm still rich, so. No. It's ridiculous. And as much as I like Adam Silver as a commissioner, and I do think he is the best commissioner in sports, I will say that. I can't really speak on all of sports, but I just like the way he really backs the players and kind of lets them kind of lead the way, in a sense, of how they feel about things, especially when it comes to social injustice and, you know, civil liberties, like just basic human rights. Then I like the way he lets them kind of just guide the conversation, because obviously it's a lot closer to home too. And I thought it was interesting too that Adam Silver said that he was surprised by this, by the news, by Robert Sarver and his unwillingness to change, even though multiple employees told him to stop using the N-word, you know, stop talking like that to women, you know, things of that nature, or him speaking on diversity training and how he hates it. He can't stand it. He doesn't understand why we need it, which is ironic because, bro, you're literally the reason why we need it. It's just amazing, right? But Adam Silver said he was surprised. But then asking some of the players, he didn't mention names. I guess he kind of just wanted the players to come out on their own time and speak to these allegations and, you know, kind of formulate their own opinion, unadulterated, which I kind of respect. But at the same time, it's like when he asked those players, the players said they weren't surprised at all. And he was then in turn surprised by that. And I don't want to speak for everybody, because that's one thing about black people I can say is, you know, if you're the only black person in the room, aren't you tired of feeling like you're the ambassador for all black people? You know, and we can take it a step further. Or if you're women and you happen to be the only woman in the room and you have to kind of feel like you're the only woman in there, so it's kind of hard to be yourself. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, feel like, oh, this is why women can't, you know what I mean? Or, oh, this is why black people can't, you know, like, you know. Or we can take it a step further, because I hit the triple crown, you know. Or if you're gay, you're the only only gay person in there, and you're like, see, this is why, you know, we can't, you know, so trust me, I understand. So when they say that they're not surprised, is because a lot of times that you have to deal with those situations so often that you're kind of just like, this is just the way it is. And that, it shouldn't be. It just shouldn't be. I don't think we should have that attitude anymore. I know that's why a lot of movements have been pushed, whether people are exhausted or just, you know, it's just mental fatigue after a while. But then it's just like, well, think about the people who have to deal with it in work, out of work. We have social media now, so on the web, so you're dealing with it all day, 24/7. As long as you're up, you're dealing with it. I know, right? According to those people, yeah, just quit your job, right? Just log off of social media. Just log off of life, right? Come on. I know when people say that, they really just don't care about the issue. And they're just, you know, like children, just kind of just saying the first thing that comes out of, you know, the first thing off the top of their head. And there's just no rhyme or reason to it. And those people just have to ignore. But I just always find it funny because there's always that one. And it's not even one. It's a group, unfortunately. And a lot of people in a very powerful positions, which affect a lot of people. But to get back to what I was saying about Adam Silver and how I think he is one of the best commissioners or the best. And how I think he is in a very difficult position, because I think a lot of people forget what the commissioner does or what his job is and what his, because we already talked about what your job duties are, right? So Adam Silver works for the commissioners, sturdy owners. He works for all of them. That's a lot of people to please, especially very powerful people, right, that he has to answer to. And once again, we're expecting him to do the impossible, right? But at the same time, looking at that press conference, and as it's still coming up on my screen right now on NBA Today, I don't feel like he's done everything that he could. I mean, I'll give him this much. They just came out of it, you know, so I'm not going to expect him to have the right answers off the rip. It's just not reasonable. I know a lot of people just want answers and they want things to be done and they want his head, right? Like, they don't feel, and I agree, I don't feel a year suspension is enough for an owner, because what does that mean? For an owner, what exactly does that mean? He's paying $10 million in a fine. Again, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? I mean, you can even equate it to driving. Like, you know, you speed, you get a speeding ticket, right? With that speeding ticket comes a fine. Okay, but is that really going to deter you from speeding? No, people are probably still going to speed. I think what deters people from speeding is the point system that we have, right? You already know about the point system. You get caught speeding enough times, your license will be revoked. You will not be behind a vehicle anymore. Why? Because driving a vehicle is a privilege. I know a lot of people probably like, no, it's not. It's my right. I'm American. I'm not making it up. Driving really is a privilege, and it can be taken away if you abuse it. So I'm thinking, why don't the NBA, or, you know, the NBA is usually a little more forward moving, because I was going to say, why don't every, you know, sport kind of listen to this and take this into consideration? Why don't you have some type of point system? Now, I don't want to sit here and, you know, trivialize this and kind of make it seem like, okay, so how many racist points, you know, will get you suspended? Like, I don't want to do that. I just mean, if you abuse your power, you should be penalized more so than a fine and just being removed from a game that you're probably not really around much anyway. I just said, think about it. It's just something to think about. Maybe they can have a meeting about it. You know, about different things, employees. I know for different jobs, they have, you know, different reporting when it comes to, like, employee engagement, right? And why can't they have something like that? You know, just something to hold these owners accountable, because we can't keep going through this. CP3 can't be going through this again. I mean, come on. CP3 just can't. Every time that he's on the cusp of, like, trying to get something, trying to win, you know he's trying to win. He tried to do it with the Clippers, you know, Donald Sterling. And I know a lot of people can have another, you know, all these other answers, but listen, talking about this, it's emotionally draining, to say the least. So if you think people want to talk about this because they just like it, you're so far gone and you don't understand that it's, I don't even think it's even worth trying to explain it to you. If that's the way you feel, you're an adult, right? Educate yourself. Figure it out. Talk to people. Be a human. Be kind. I really just don't understand what is so difficult, honestly. I don't think I want to understand, to be honest with you. But CP3 deserves better. The NBA, our league, deserves better. I love the NBA. You know, I'm sure anybody will tell you that knows me. And it's like, we don't want this in our league. This is unnecessary. Like I said, we should be talking about other things, and we're not, because we have to talk about this. So I do expect CP3, the former, you know, president of the Players Association, to talk about this. I do expect the new president of the Players Association, CJ McCollum, to talk about this. I do expect Devin Booker, being that, you know, all these stars, especially if you're on the Phoenix Suns, I expect them to have a voice. I expect them to talk about it, you know. Andre Ayton, you just got that big payday. They almost didn't want you, and back and forth. And Monty Williams, very stand-up, classy guy, right? The coach, one of the leaders in that organization. Yeah, I expect to be hearing from everybody, you know, in unity, in response to their owner, the person that you work for. And I'm not saying this should be something that's just them lashing out in a sense of not orchestrating what they want to, you know, the points that they want to hit, you know, being able to articulate things in the way in which real change and real things can get done. I really want to hear what they have in store. And I hope that this is also a message. But like I said, I mean, Adam Silver, like I said, I know there's only so much he can do, but I really hope that this is ongoing. And I hope that this is not the end of it, because at the end of the day, I do want this to be a message sent, excuse me, to other owners, other companies, to understand that this sort of thing should not be tolerated, period. So there should be some type of deterrent, because we already know if it's a player, y'all ready to, you know what I mean? Y'all ready to be like, yo, get him out of here. And it's like, so we're not even going to try to find out whether he's innocent or not. We just automatically just trying to, you know what I mean? So it's like, why do y'all care so much about the owners who don't make the game? No players, no league, no game. It's just something for y'all to think about. Let me know how y'all feel, social media. I'm personally disgusted. It's just definitely one of these things you just shake your head at, and you're kind of just like, this is just what we're dealing with. You know, and all you can do is just hope that in the future, we don't have to have these sort of conversations. I'd rather be talking about something else. But what's right is right, and I'm not going to ignore it. And you already know, I'm not scared to share my opinion. So, y'all always remember one thing. Losses equals life lessons. I hope y'all learned something today.
Just that ripple effect. That's just that ripple, ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back, come triple. Back, triple. That's just that ripple effect. That's just that ripple, ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back, come triple. Back, triple.
This is the Ripple Effect with your girl KDOT, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.